Thank you, Jason. As Jason said, I'm Wade Kent. I am currently working under the direction of Dr. Roger Elmore at Iowa State University. And today I'm going to discuss some findings from my master's research, which is looking at the effect of previous hybrid on yield when looking at the current year hybrid. I'd just like to start out with some background information. We've seen a large increase in continuous corn acres over the past 3 years, specifically since 2007. And the drivers behind that are increased demand, also higher market prices due to the demand. There's some region-specific market changes, such as where I'm from, increased cash rent prices, which are drivers for this. And also the development of transgenic hybrids, specifically the corn rootworm trait. So all these are drivers behind the increase in continuous corn acres. There are some disadvantages with growing continuous corn. Specifically, the largest disadvantage is you will see a 10 to 15% decrease in yield when comparing corn-soybean rotation to a continuous corn cropping system. There's also increased input costs. Soil fertility is one of the major ones, specifically nitrogen, and also increase in fuel costs. And then we also have an issue with increased disease, and there has been discussion of possible allelopathic effects when growing continuous corn. There is also the potential for increased seedling mortality due to both disease but also higher residue on the soil left behind on the soil. And there is an issue with time. That issue would be, do you have the equipment to get across those acres, and also hitting that specific planting window to obtain maximum yield. So our research is looking at how the previous hybrid will affect the current year hybrid. And what we're looking at here is we hypothesize that the previous hybrid will impact the current year hybrid in some way. Also, the continued use of a single hybrid over consecutive years will decrease yield. And we also wanted to compare and make sure that the corn-soybean rotation will out-yield the continuous corn rotation in this study. And we figured there would be current year differences with current hybrid. So the experimental design, this experiment was conducted at 6 Iowa locations over 2 site years. It was established in 2007 when we established the main plots by planting 3 hybrids in 18 square meter blocks, and they were replicated 3 to 4 times depending on the location. In 2008, we then came through and planted 12 hybrids in a split plot design, and then those same hybrids were also planted on soybean residue at each of the 6 locations, so we'd have a comparison of continuous corn to corn soybean. These are my research locations. I would like to point out that I do have an intensive sampling sites up here at 2 locations. It did change in 2009, but at those locations I am looking at root and plant biomass, the effects of previous hybrid on the current hybrid. So these are my northern hybrids that I had selected for this study. As you can see, relative maturity ranged from 99 to 107 day. I would like to point out that these 3 DeKalb hybrids were the previous hybrids I used. In doing this, I was able to look at the continued use of a single hybrid over growing seasons. There will be a slight change when I do move into some of my results. Some of the top 2 hybrids changed slightly. They discontinued the previous hybrid that I had used, so they're from the same family, they just have a different number. So some location information. All the sites were planted at about 86,500 seeds per hectare, or 35,000 seeds per acre. I collected grain yield and moisture at harvest with a plot combine. I did have some issues during the 2008 growing season. In Ames, we received a severe hailstorm right at pollination, which caused some issues with yield later on in the growing season. And also, 1 week prior to harvest last year, we had severe winds up to 70 miles an hour across the entire northern part of the state, and it leveled all of my corn at all of my locations. So as you can see, that's what they all look like. So this is just looking at a comparison of the continuous corn system to the corn-soybean system at each location. What I'd like to point out is down here at the bottom where We did see a 15% difference when comparing the corn on corn to the corn soybean, which is consistent with literature. If you look at the Ames location, which is the southern location, there was a severe difference, 24%. I would associate that more with the damage from the hail at pollination. So this is just looking at the what we saw with my statistics, and as you can see, there was no significance when looking at the previous hybrid. There was a significant difference when looking at the differences between current year hybrids, and there was no P by C interaction. So this is looking at a combined analysis of the three northern locations on current year hybrid. This is where we saw some significance. What I'd like to point out is NC Plus 4252 was an extremely high yielding hybrid in corn on corn. It was also the longest relative maturity, which may have been part of that issue. So, but after looking at that, you can see there's a relative even distribution. When I compared the yield from the corn on corn to the same hybrids grown in the corn soybean, the top yielding hybrid was not the same. There was a different, they did differ slightly. So this is a combined analysis of the southern locations. And as you can see, the distribution is similar. There isn't a hybrid that really stands out. There's a few that did quite well, but it's more even, and also the same when comparing the corn on corn hybrids to the corn soybean. They did not follow the same distribution in the south. So this is going to point out, looking at the how a previous hybrid affected the current year hybrid. As you can see, I'll point it out on the previous hybrid, 5243 would be in the same family as 5240, and 5449 would be in the same family as 5446. Those were the changes they made. But what I want to point out here is if you look at this bar, and this bar, there's really no difference. I'm focusing on the previous hybrid residue to show that you can grow the same hybrid over consecutive years and you will not see an impact on yield. There's no negative effect. The same is true with the southern locations. If you look, there's no difference when growing the same hybrid on the previous, same previous hybrid and or on other previous or other hybrids from the previous year. There were slight differences within the previous when comparing these three, but it was seen at the northern locations, not at the southern locations. So my conclusions are, I did see the 15% difference in corn-soybean compared to the corn-corn rotation. We did have a significant difference when looking at current year hybrids, so certain hybrids do perform better on continuous corn. Both the previous hybrid and the P by C interaction were not significant. And also, previous hybrid, I want to point out, did not have an effect on current year hybrid performance, so that's what we were really looking at. And continued use of a single hybrid over multiple growing seasons will not impact yield, decrease yield. So some potential implications from this. Based on the results that we've seen here, you should take time when selecting continuous corn hybrids. It's going to be important, and selecting hybrids that perform well in corn-soybean rotations may not be the hybrid to choose when planting corn in a continuous corn system. You're going to want to follow the same type of selection criteria, finding hybrids that perform well over a wide range of environments, and select hybrids that do well there, but also any information that can be found on how that corn hybrid performs in continuous corn would be beneficial. So, do we have any questions?
We have time for questions. Anyone?
Yes. We do not. When these hybrids were selected, they were selected based on some expectations that we gave to the company. We wanted one hybrid that performed exceptionally well in continuous corn, and two hybrids that may not be recommended for continuous corn. And a lot of times, it was based on their disease scores. So, but. Yes.
Why do you think the hail damage at that one site increased the corn after soybean yield compared to continuous corn?
Some of the literature points out that in continuous corn, you will see in a low-yielding environment, which after that hail, it became a low-yielding environment, you see a greater distribution or greater difference between continuous corn compared to corn soybean. Yes?
Do you know of any other literature that did the same kind of study where they looked at that repeated use of the same hybrid?
There is no published data. There was a study done at Iowa State that showed similar results, but it was not published. Okay. Okay, thank you.
It's contrary to what you say, but you have much more limited hybrid range than you do.
Okay.
Okay, can you repeat that, please?
It's Roger Hickman.
Oh, I'm sorry. You speak up so we can hear you.
Oh.
I'm saying there is one report, ASTA conventions about 1984, which is contrary to what he said, but on much more limited hybrid range.
Okay. Very good. We'll thank our speaker.